This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
Hostgator, one of the top web hosting providers around. Save 60% off of shared hosting for 3 years with code MMA60. Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at protectabed.com.
Sutherland Clothing. Clothing inspired by Southern California beach culture and tattoo-inspired art. Get 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMANUTS, episode 406.
406!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Brew at That Way Show, by our fans, for our fans, walk live, tweet serious. And ridiculous.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? I got a good story for you. Okay. We'll start off the show.
Please.
So, my youngest daughter is getting ready to go to bed. And she said, hey, I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
There's a, she said, there was a fight at school. She's in eighth grade.
Oh.
She's like, there were two boys fighting.
It's getting serious.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And she says, their form was terrible. Like, of course you're going to tell me that. Like, the boy was punching like he had a fucking lobster hand. Like, what does that look like? And she's like, this.
Wow. I don't think kids know how to fight anymore. Like, not in the old days.
No, and the school was crazy, too, because I guess all the kids were getting up as is in lunch. So they're getting up and chanting, fight, fight, fight. But the school is very punitive. So anybody that they thought got up and said, fight, 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 like, they get in trouble. The whole lunchroom gets fucking put on lockdown for, like, 2 days. And I don't know what that means. There's different levels to lockdown at lunch.
Sounds very
So I think one of them is, it's very prison-esque.
Okay.
So, yeah. They like the very punitive. So they're very big on if one person makes a mistake, everybody suffers.
You're all fucked.
Everybody suffers.
That's very much prison mentality.
It's the worst way to do it. Yeah, so what's going to happen? Then someone's going to get a fucking bar of soap in a goddamn pillowcase, and they're going to fucking beat the shit out of that kid or kids.
Yeah. Not cool. I was just talking to somebody today about how it seems like it's odd that even like my five-year-old has to do active shooter drills and shit in school. That's fucked up when you think about
it. Well, the crazy thing, our high school that my oldest daughter goes to has had two problems.
Active shooters?
No. There's one that ties to you, which is crazy. I forgot to tell you about that one. But one of them made a threatening post with a gun and posted it to social media. And
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's small world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. That one got arrested.
I know the mom of that kid.
Right.
Yeah. How'd you figure that out? Oh, did the news article say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Said specifically that Ingo knows the mom of the kid.
Is that my name?
No, like no.
I got nothing to do with this, man.
No.
But I know what you're talking about. He was not involved as they say he was, but he was there by association, apparently, or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's been multiple threats. And the thing is, you got to take them all seriously these days. You can't, like, you have to. That's where you need to penalize and punish to the fullest extent of the law.
What?
If anybody even jokes around with that shit.
Good point. I think, yes.
You can't fuck around. You got to take all threats seriously.
That's right.
Fortunately.
That's what I do.
That's right.
I shoot first and ask questions
like
later.
Like if someone says they're into, like, pegging, you got to take that threat seriously.
Yes. If somebody says they're about to peg you, you should be warned that they're probably about to peg you, and you get out of there.
Hell out of there.
Run away.
Just say.
Just be like, hey, it's not my gig. I got to go.
I don't play this game.
Sorry.
I'm not a fan.
Not into it.
What else? I don't know.
Words to the wise. What else? Speaking of pegging, Roxanne Modafferi thinks that. Good segue.
There we go.
That,
I'm not going to say anything. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Go.
She thinks that if somebody misses weight, You should start the first round with a 1 point deduction. Fuck this 20% purse thing. She said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. The money doesn't count.
Yeah.
Give them a point deduction in the first round.
I say chop a limb off. Nick Newell, those motherfuckers.
Wow, that's harsh. Well, if they chop off the limb, they can make the weight.
Right. That is win-win, right?
Okay.
I think you're gonna go a little more hardcore. But yeah, I get it. I'm just sick of talking about weight cutting.
Yeah.
You know.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, well, typically, I think what the stats were, what, 90-plus percent of the people that miss weight end up winning a fight anyway? It just happens time and time again.
Over
and
over.
I don't even know if that's a stiff enough penalty, like 1 point off to start the fight. How about two?
2 points. So basically, you have to KO the guy.
Yeah, you got to finish the person.
That's crazy.
I'm in for two.
I don't think guys would take fights or girls.
50% fine. Because 20% is not working.
No, need more.
And then also the fucking organization needs to step up. Blah, blah, blah. You want to feel old?
Sure. I already feel old.
You want to feel older?
Huh?
You want to feel older? I'll tell you something. Did you know almost 10 years ago to the date, Brock Lesnar beat Randy Couture to win the UFC heavyweight
title? Wow. That's crazy.
10 years ago. It seems like, what would you guess, 5?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that long.
That's my guess. Holy shit. 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think I think our view of time is skewed because I was out this weekend with some friends, and they had the Justin Timberlake NSYNC. Remember the song Bye Bye Bye? Remember that was like super hot? And I was thinking, they were playing it, everyone's dancing, and I'm kind of like, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm going, this song came out when I was in fucking college. And Justin Timberlake was not Justin Timberlake then.
He was just part of the band.
Like, fuck, I'm old. Like, this sucks. This sucks. This song came out, I think, when I was, like, in my late teens or early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago for me. I mean, I'm not that old. I'm only 40. But still, it's just weird how you say 10 years. And
I know.
To me, it feels like 5, 6 years, maybe.
Yeah, but no, I'd guess not 5. I watched some of that fight again. What a David versus Goliath match.
Yes.
Like, holy shit.
Brock just hit him with that. Didn't he KO him, if I recall?
Yeah, he got him down on the ground. I think he was in side control, just hammer fisting away. Because
he clipped him with a punch or something.
Yeah,
right?
And that kind of like, ooh. Yeah, and then he lost his balance, got down, and then he lunchboxed him with the hammer fist.
Yep. Yeah, those were the golden days. I remember those fights.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's all watered down. You know what I think I've realized why I remember those older fights more? Is because of the different flavors of the fighters with their shorts and all this. It gives me like a visual to kind of, everything is so bland and the same. I can't tell the difference between who's fighting who. Sometimes I don't know the difference between heavyweights and lightweights.
Yeah, it's so whitewashed. Even to the,
boring.
You know, talk about the graphics we were talking about last week, where they went back to the original UFC graphics and how colorful versus the prison gray. Like, what am I at work? Everyone loves the prison gray in Cubicle Land.
Absolutely.
I don't get that. Have some flavor. Mm-hmm. Like my house, every room is a different color.
Okay.
Every room.
Do you have a red room?
I do have a red room.
Red room.
I did have a red office. Well, one of the walls in my living room is red.
Good point. But is there a room where everything is red?
My office was.
I always wanted a room that's all red.
It was awesome.
Everywhere.
It was awesome.
Red chairs, red walls.
You're always thinking about blood. What do you want to do today? I don't know. I just want to bathe in blood.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna
move over a little bit.
Anyway, move right along.
Yeah.
So I saw Cody McKenzie. They said he was caught with a urine substitute.
Okay.
And he didn't show up for his NSAC hearing.
Oh,
so they gave him a 4-year suspension.
Whoa.
And apparently he didn't care because that was his last fight and he was going to retire. But then he was talking about the NSAC, and he was saying 5 minutes before he was going to go up to fight, they're coming up and asking him to piss in a cup. He's like, listen, I can't piss. I'm not going to piss right now. So I guess then he just grabbed some kind of warm substance, poured it in a vial, and gave it to them. But then he also made some remarks saying that the collector, because he didn't want to have someone watch him piss. He's like, I'm not going to let someone watch me pee. So
that's hard as it is. I couldn't pee and be like, all right, it's going to be a minute. I can't pee while you're staring at my dick.
Exactly.
Hello?
Like, who wants that? So he said one of the inspectors or whatever it are,
inspectors,
collection peoples.
Let me feel your balls.
Pulled his dick out and like was shaking it at him and said, this isn't very hard. You can do this.
What?
Yeah. So he said,
That sounds like sexual assault.
Yeah, he said, it's nuts to me. You don't pull your dick out and shake it at somebody, especially in this day and age.
That's sexual harassment.
You can't do that to me.
A sexual assault. Not harassment, assault. You show somebody your cock and balls that doesn't want to see it, It's sexual assault.
Right. Imagine, I'm just saying, like, imagine what? If that actually happened. I don't know. I'm not there. But 5 minutes before your fight.
You'd be stroking.
I'm not fighting, right?
No. That's crazy talk. Why it would is. They do that? They must have suspected something.
Well, I don't think he cares. If you're going to retire and that's your last fight.
Do you think he's juiced to the gills?
Cody McKenzie?
Yeah.
Probably not. I think he smoked weed. I think weed was on his system. So, like,
I can't right piss.
But who tests you 5 minutes before a fight? So, in that respect, if that actually happened, that's bullshit. I think all the time they test you right after. Like, hey, piss in a cup.
Yep.
And then they'll wait for a couple hours if you can't piss. But not 5 minutes before.
It's ridiculous to think, because it's already a nerve-wracking enough time to try to make a guy do something else. You know, we've been back there when we used to cover the fights and seen all the crazy shit that happened.
Yeah. And I think that was, my wife was telling me, I think it was 8 years ago to the day that we were at UFC 123 backstage.
Where, in Chicago?
No, Michigan.
Oh, God.
Machida and Rampage.
That was a crazy weekend.
I think that's what she told me
Matt
today.
And I got so fucking hammered at the Joe Rogan thing.
What was that? That's the night before,
We were so hungover the next day. Oh, I don't think I've ever been that hungover in my whole life. What did we do? We had crab, we had all this seafood.
Joe's Crab Shack. Ordering more. And they're like, sir, that's for many people.
Do not tell me when I am done eating shrimp. Bring more.
Yeah.
And then we saw Joe Rogan, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we went out again.
Oh, yeah. That was Tom Segura open for him.
Yeah.
Now Tom's.
Dude, I drank way too much. That's why I don't, I'm a lightweight now. I can't drink a lot. But that was a rare form for me. We were way more. Remember how hungover we were? We were sitting.
Oh, we went to the Big Boy for breakfast.
And the whole breakfast is here's me and here's Matt, just like staring at our food. There was grunting and groaning. No one said fucking shit. It was just like
nothing.
I don't want to be alive right now.
Let's just get through this, and hopefully we'll feel better later. Yes.
And we kind of did, but not really.
Yeah.
We didn't. I think we ended up having a couple of Bloody Marys or something.
Something. I don't know. We had to like re-equalize because it's like you're up here, you drop down here, you got to find that fucking not that middle ground, but above death. You're at death right now.
Oh, and we tried to record on the side of the highway. Remember the state trooper shut us down? That was the same trip.
Right. Set up a camera and start recording out here.
Guys, like, what are you doing?
You can't fucking do this. What are you doing?
You're going to
get killed.
Yeah. We're not going to get killed.
Sorry, we'll just film in the car on the ride home, then, you fucking dickhead.
Podcast from the car.
That's right.
Those are good times.
Damn right. Oh. The best.
My head hurts just thinking about that hangover. Oh, my God.
That's why I was the devil.
Go back. It's 8 years ago, so probably episode, like, maybe 80s, 90s, 100?
I was going to say maybe 20. I don't know.
It's more than that.
That's UFC 123.
Oh, I don't know.
The sweet press passes.
Because if you really want to see it, you scroll back till you see two dudes in a car, and that's the episode. We were hungover even on Sunday, I think, when we recorded that.
Of course.
So, good times.
It's a good way to go through life.
It is. Speaking of, Jake Shields had some comments on the Diaz brothers.
Go ahead.
Talking about he's been training with them off and on. I think he's on the East Coast now, so he's not like
East Coast.
Not down with the Diaz situation, but. Saying that the main reason why they have not fought other than the suspension is they are holding out for big money fights. Especially Nate doesn't want to fight for anything, any bullshit. He just wants big money fights.
Well, he signed up for a Dustin Poirier. That was big money to him?
Well, I think he can draw. And I think that would have been, and it was for a belt. So I think he would have made some money. But, that didn't happen. So, interesting to me. But
well, that doesn't make sense because I'm going to jump around here because Brett Akimoto tweeted out. He said the UFC is close to finalizing Nick Diaz's return to the octagon per Dana White. He said the fight is Jorge Masvidal at UFC 235, March 2nd, Las Vegas.
Oh. I don't know.
That's the big money fight.
What else are you going to do with him?
Well, it's an awesome fight.
I like it.
But is that the big money fight for Nick Diaz? I don't see
GSP.
That.
I want to see GSP again.
Yeah. That's more of guys cutting out. Like, maybe you set up Nick Diaz versus GSP. GSP gets injured. Jorge Masvidal steps in.
Yeah.
This isn't a big money fight. Well, how many pay-per-view buys is Masvidal versus Nick Diaz?
500. I think it does okay. Better than
most. 350. Depends. I think that one's more dependent on the card, but.
Probably.
Remains to be seen.
Unless in Las Vegas.
True.
Yeah.
What else was I going to go with? Oh, did you see Dana White talking about the pay-per-views, how he renegotiated the deal? Typically, the pay-per-view takes 50%. The provider takes 50%. He said he renegotiated it to 30%.
Ooh.
But is there any other industry or sport that you can think about that takes 50% of the fucking revenue when they don't generate the content?
No.
This is like blasphemy. I'm trying to think about Apple, like, and their app
store. It's usually 30-70, right? 70 to the creator.
Right, it's 30.
That's pretty
common. The most that anybody typically takes from being a non-content creator.
Yeah, it's insane, 50%.
So insane. Like, how do they even... How could you even run a business paying 50%? And think about how many years that the UFC was strictly pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And 50% of your money going out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so sick.
Well, they have to do something because the numbers are so low. You need to pull some money out.
Oh, well, I think that's what... And then you create the UFC Fight Pass, right?
Yes.
And then you sign all these other broadcasting deals because, I mean, that's just... Bonus, millions of dollars, millions of dollars. Anything to cut these fuckers. And he probably said, listen, do you want me to stay on pay-per-view?
Right.
I mean, I could easily go over here. I could go to this streaming provider. I hear DAZN or DAZN is
DAZN,
buying
DAZN.
Everybody and anybody.
They got lots of money. Weird. We should buy the UFC.
Yeah, speaking of that, pull up UFC.com. They redesigned their website.
Did they?
Yeah. I want to get your feedback on the new website.
I haven't been on it in a while. Let me check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, commercial.
Great.
Really weird. Oh.
Yeah, try to look at the schedule now.
I'm confused. Where is the schedule?
Right.
Just happened up next. There's a just happened up next. This is fucked up. They took like the number one reason I would ever go to the UFC website is for the schedule link. That's
100%.
The only reason I would ever go there. And now I can't find it. Is there even one?
I think you can get to it, but even try to find a card at this point. Try to find out who's fighting on a card. Before, you could click one button, and you could see, here's everybody that's fighting. Now, good luck. And this, you know what this reminds me of? This is like back in the day when there's all this shit you could actually put on a website, but if the web designer knew anything about designing the website, he would just pick and choose. This guy was like, fuck it, put everything, Flash, Java, what else can we have it play MIDI file when you show up? I want music playing as soon as someone lands on the page. So it's like they just put everything.
It's extremely bad.
Have you brought
it up on mobile? I wonder if it's mobile
friendly,
optimized.
I don't know, but literally the worst website I've been to in the last 5 years. And I'm not saying like the last one was that much better, but at least you could get to where you wanted to get to and get the information you needed.
It looks really nice on mobile. I think what they went and did.
They just designed it for mobile.
Apparently so, and then they don't give a shit about what it looks like otherwise. But I still can't find the schedule. That's a problem. There needs to be a schedule.
Boom, boom.
That's like the first and only thing I give a shit about when I go to UFC.com.
That's the only reason we go there.
What's happening? When is the fight?
Yeah.
I don't care about 25 years of Ben freaking Saunders, or who's this guy? Ben Rothwell?
Where's he at?
Apparently he's on the front page of the UFC website.
Is he coming back?
Doesn't say.
Put a guy who's fucking like in perpetual suspension on the homepage.
Hey,
UFC.com.
Somebody thought it was a good idea.
You're making it happen.
You know how these things go.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
Chrome Gracie set to fight in the UFC potentially. Looking at UFC 233 card, January 26th in Anaheim. So
that's interesting. They should sign him. I don't even know. I don't remember what weight class is he fighting at. 55, 45?
Something like that. Yeah, 55.
I don't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully they give him favorable matchups.
I'm sure they would.
I remember he was on the Joe Rogan show talking about, I don't really train stand-up so much.
Oh, don't need that.
I think he's changed his motto from them, but he was training with the fucking Diaz brothers for a while. I don't know where he's training. I mean, you could always train with your dad, right?
You could.
Hickson.
Fights at featherweight. Here we go. 145. Okay.
Him and Conor McGregor.
Let's not do that.
I don't think that's a good fight for either guy. Hey, how about John Jones? He's fighting soon. You know, one thing that we didn't hear about with him?
What?
His fighting license.
Oh, I thought he got it already.
Nobody said anything about him getting it back. I've read no articles. I have no idea. You know, who was it, California that suspended him? And they said, we're going to let USADA, deal the suspension. We're not suspending him, but we're stripping him of his license. And I think that was in February. But USADA gave their suspension or whatever. He's cleared from a suspension standpoint.
Yeah.
But nobody has said he has his license back. So I don't know how this fucking guy's fighting.
He probably has.
Maybe.
He'll get it. Don't
Maybe.
Worry.
Maybe.
Don't worry.
But that's typical UFC, right? Like, they'll just book the fight and then worry about the other shit later. Ah, we'll get that taken care of.
Don't worry.
Visa issue? Nah, not to worry, kid. You'll get in here.
Right. Until he doesn't.
Right.
Yikes.
Oh, my God. That's weird. You got anything else?
I'm done with news.
All right. I got some other weird ramifications. So, remember how UFC said, well, I don't know if they officially said it, but it's pretty well known that they're getting rid of 125 for the men?
Yes.
Well, Pete Carroll tweeted this out. He said, just days ago, the Cage Warriors flyweight champion Nathan Grayson revealed that he was lacking incentive to make championship weight following the reports of the UFC's impending purge at 125. Today, his fight was pulled as he claimed he cannot make weight.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, I didn't ever think about that. And, you know, like all these feeder organizations of guys at 125, like, and a champion going, oh man, I'm just kind of not motivated right now because, you know, the UFC was my goal and now I don't have a goal.
It's tough when you don't have goals in life, man.
Right. Maybe gain some weight.
That's my goal.
Did he gain 5 inches in height? Maybe put on 30, 40 pounds
jack himself
of muscles.
Up.
Right. Don't they have those? Get on the rack. Get the stretch, right?
On the rack.
Stretch Armstrong.
Good point.
Don't they have that shit anymore?
No, but you can have surgery done where you can have your bones extended or something.
See?
It's very painful.
Don't be a pussy. Get in the game. Stretch your bones.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Why?
It's crazy.
Do you want to be a fighter? Do you want to be a fucking fighter?
I don't.
I don't. It's a lot of work.
I'm already a fighter, but
not
in the cage. I fight outside the cage, sir.
Ingo is a legendary street fighter.
No.
You have no idea. He's fucking knocking bitches out left and right. And when I say bitches, I mean guys.
Thank you.
That act like bitches.
Yes, something like that.
You know what I'm saying? He's choking fools out. He's working security at bars. That's what I hear on weekends.
I should get back into jiu-jitsu. I've been having an itch to do it, but I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know about your neck and or back.
Neither one likes that.
Yeah.
I've been injury free so far, knock on wood, for a while. So.
Go back to the
kickboxing.
That'd be back.
Maybe I should do. I've been doing lots of yoga, 3 times a week, sometimes 4. I really enjoy that. It's very cleansing. My body feels loose.
That's what it's all about.
Loose.
Feeling loose.
Loose and limber.
Unless, never mind. I can see it. What else is going on? You see, Mike Perry said he didn't click with Winklejohn in his corner.
I can see that.
So he's hesitant to have him corner again. He said, that wasn't my fight. That was Jackson Winklejohn versus Cerrone. And then, that, well, you said you see that, but it's not surprising, right?
Nope.
Man, what a weird trade-off. Are you trading Mike Perry for Cowboy if you're in charge over there?
No, but it sounds like they had a problem with his attitude.
With Cowboy's
attitude? Yeah, I mean, you know, so that's tough. If he doesn't mesh well, what are they going to do? They got to stick with the young gun. Cowboy is no spring chicken. He's an older guy.
Right.
He's not going to fight much longer. So that makes sense.
Well, it sounds like they chose the wrong pony because now Perry's not going to use them anymore. I think he might still train there, but fucking Winklejohn's
the wrong pony. All these analogies.
What?
We have all these, what do you call those? Not analogies. What do you call them?
What do you mean? We have all these not analogies, metaphors?
Using the wrong pony metaphor, yes. You're speaking in parables, Matt. What's going on here?
Don't do geometry, Ingo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
So, here's a good one for you. Tito Ortiz, he's talking about Chuck Liddell. He said, Chuck Liddell is sandbagging during his fucking public training.
He might be.
Now, do you believe that statement, and why or why not?
I think it would be a epic proportion of mind fuckery to pretend you pretend you're terrible,
right?
And then come out.
You've seen the videos,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen him. I can't believe he's that bad.
No, and I think it just depends where you're at in your training. If you show me at hour 1.5, I'm going to look like shit. You know, you don't know, is that when he's starting his training or when he's finishing up his training?
Yes, good point.
So, or this could be a way to try to sell the pay-per-views, because maybe he does look like that, and then Tito's going, hey, listen, I think he's sandbagging
he's
it.
He's full of shit.
Yeah.
And was like, Chuck looks terrible. No, it's all a joke.
Yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
And then speaking of that one, they said the pay-per-view, remember, I think they priced it at like $60.
Oh,
they
yeah.
said now it's $39.99, and they're doing a Black Friday special for 2 hours of $19.99.
Ooh. You going to get on that?
No. But how many pay-per-view buys are you thinking
Six.
Now? Yeah.
This is not going to sell. No one cares.
The pay-per-view, well, the ticket sales actually are going really well.
I
looked
that.
At the Ticketmaster, a bunch of guys are tweeting it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it's probably 70% sold ticket-wise to the actual event right
Impressive.
Now. Yeah. Okay. But I think it's California.
Yeah. In Sacramento or something? Where are they fighting?
Fuck, I forgot. It might be Anaheim. I don't remember exactly. Or the Forum. I think it's at the Forum.
Okay.
Los Angeles. So, and it could also be maybe Oscar De La Hoya's fucking... They could be buying half the tickets and fucking giving them out for free.
Or we sell
the UFC
them?
Used to do that, right? How many did they comp?
A lot.
Like back in the day, right?
40%, 50%.
Yeah. What else? Oh, yeah, did you hear that one? Dana White said that rumor of McGregor versus Cowboy, all those rumors, it's absolutely not true.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
That means it's getting done. I like
to me, it,
it
says it's... Big pay-per-view coming.
Sean
O'Malley said he told Luke Thomas he makes roughly $4,500 a month gaming on Twitch.
I can see that. How do we get in on that action?
I don't know.
You game a
but
lot.
Fucking Rampage money. Was saying he was losing money on there.
Yeah, but like, Rampage can barely speak English sometimes.
Well, I think his managers may be jerking him around or something.
Yeah. He was funny. Rampage I saw a couple times on Twitch. He was pretty funny. Arguing with people.
You like dragons?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked out this other Twitch channel that's making all this money. I don't know what the secret is.
And if he think about that guy, he's probably not super high level, but what does Mighty Mouse make on Twitch?
I think a
if
lot.
If he's making $4,500?
A lot.
Like Mighty Mouse
he's sponsored
might be
by
making,
Xbox. So.
He may be making the most amount of money out of any fucking fighter.
Right.
Minus Conor McGregor.
Does McGregor play video games?
No, I mean, just in general. I'm saying maybe Mighty Mouse doesn't get paid by the UFC, but now think he's over at one championship. He's going to get paid. He's like their
by
fucking
Twitch.
VP of esports.
Yeah.
And then on top of the video gaming that he already does, like it's retarded.
He's banking.
Yes. We had that World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation that was with... Remember when Johnny Hendricks, Phil Baroni,
yes.
Chris Lieben, Bass Rutten was talking about it because there was like all this contract issue stuff happened. He said initially, he said for two fights, the payout was $1.275 million for the two fights. So he said two fights, four fighters, and he said three were represented by the same manager who also wanted $100,000 to bringing other fighters and negotiated ridiculous contracts. So there was huge, like, infighting. It sounded like one guy was just signing everybody
the
crazy shit. And then it even got crazier because it says Johnny Hendricks told the owner 2 weeks before the fights that he couldn't believe they offered him that kind of money since he had trouble getting fights. And then it said Brennan Ward fought at Bellator for $50,000 a show and $50,000 extra if he won. You would think we would have offered him $100,000 and $100,000. He would have taken a fight. Of course he would have taken a fight. He would double his money. We give him five times that amount. $250,000 a show.
Why are they giving
plus $250,000 when he wins?
Why so much money?
Because I think the manager for those guys, if that manager is managing three of those guys, he's running on super high contracts so that he's getting a chunk of each of those.
That's smart. I would do the same thing.
Well, to that sounds like you're going to jail kind of shit, though. It sounds like, who's that other fucking manager? Ali, whatever?
Yeah. I know he
was doing the same thing in, like, World Series of Fighting. Mm-hmm. And then he said, who's that? Sean Merriman was going to get $500,000 plus some pay-per-view money.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't fucking, who, what?
Put an
organization. For a bare-knuckle boxing organization, their first fight, or your
like
first.
$5 million payroll.
Oh, my God. And then you wonder why Bass Rutten's got to call these guys and go, listen, I don't know what the fuck this guy did. We're not doing that. We can't do that. $1.275 million on two fights. That makes no fucking sense. And no one's mentioning the Phil Baroni and Chris Lieben in there.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what the fuck those guys were scheduled to make.
Probably twice that much.
Or maybe that was the second fight. I don't know. It doesn't say. And Johnny Hendricks, it doesn't say specifically. So
he's like, they don't pay me this much ever.
Fuck it. That was a champ. Man, no one wants me to fight, but hey, fuck it. I'll do some bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Let's do some ass nuts. How many current fighters are locks for the future UFC Hall of Fame induction? Like, which fighters would make it to there that are current right now?
Daniel Cormier?
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
John Jones.
John Jones.
I can't say that one.
Both Diaz brothers?
They don't fight ever.
Come on. But
they don't fight ever.
They're active.
What year? 2010? Super active.
Yes. Cowboy Cerrone.
Yeah.
Gotta be in there. Let me see.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
They'll probably have a whole wing.
A giant Conor McGregor wall. Of his accomplishments.
Like, it just rains money as you walk in. Gold coins.
Yeah.
And dirty shoes.
And then you get doused in whiskey as you leave.
That's right. The leprechauns, they like to polish the dirty shoes.
Ah.
I've seen the movie. There's five of them.
Five leprechauns?
Yeah. I think Leprechaun 3 is something. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Never saw one. Sounds ridiculous. Is that why you're wearing green today?
No, just random.
You're a Matt's a leprechaun.
Product placement.
Okay. Go Blackhawks.
Hey! What else? MMA predictions for 2019.
All right, I'm ready.
Who do you think some new champions will be? I'll go first. As I already said that one. Israel Adesanya. John Jones at heavyweight.
Oh, I was going to say. Not at light heavyweight.
No, he already will be. But that's a given. Given.
I'm going to have to go with one of the Diaz brothers.
They'll never fight.
Nate Diaz. I'm going to say Nate Diaz at 170. No. Nate Diaz at 165. They're going to do that division.
They've freed up room. That would not surprise me.
I think it's going to happen.
It's a good bet.
I think it's going to happen.
Anyone else? Move along.
Nobody I can think of.
Okay. How about retirements in 2019?
Actually, I do have a prediction.
Go ahead.
I think Curtis Blaydes might win the belt in 2019.
It's possible.
I think that's a tough
out. Totally possible.
That's a tough out for Jon Jones if he does come back. That's the fight.
I think John kills anybody in any weight class. Yeah.
You think so?
He's not going to get the takedown. I think John will probably even take him down.
Maybe. Blades is pretty tough. I would like
John
to see
will
those
be
two fights.
230. You show me him deadlifting like a fucking
truck.
Volkswagen or whatever the guy's fucking deadlifting.
Good point. Good point. Touche. Okay.
You know, he took down Cormier.
Yeah, but he's going to fight once and then get suspended again.
You know.
That's my prediction.
That's usually true.
Trouble follows.
He's done it three times, I think.
Wow. Okay.
What about retirements?
Retirements?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to retire? Cerrone.
Maybe.
I think he'll retire.
I was going to say Damian Maia. I mean, he's getting up there.
He's got a lot of fights. That's a good one. GSP?
Yeah. He's going to retire, unretire, retire.
Anderson Silva.
Okay. How about returns?
Returns?
Like people that have retired and come back. I got one. Uriah Faber. Anthony Rumble Johnson. Faber was talking about that recently. Rumble is like 285. I think he's okay.
Yeah. Faber.
Who else? Who else? Vitor Belfort. Did he retire?
I think so.
He's coming back. Bellator.
TRT Belfort.
Of course. Oh, you know who else is going to retire?
Who?
Chris Weidman.
Yeah, probably. He's got.
I'm looking around at the fucking walls.
That's what I'm doing, like staring at random.
Like, it's more current on the right side.
Oh yeah, I was trying. Like,
this is like super old school posters on the left. And
Ronda Rousey.
She's gonna make a comeback.
I think so.
Nice. Frankie Edgar retire. I could see that. Cain Velasquez is rumored to be coming back. I still don't think. I think he's totally done.
Yeah.
Like, that whole wall could be retired. You could say Junior Dos Santos, Carlos Condit, Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
Jose Aldo. Is Henan Barão still fighting? He might as well be retired.
That is a sad story. He had his soul stolen, man.
No. Well, I think that's the USADA, too.
Sure.
It's a rumor. Legend. All right, what's the biggest fight that can happen if you make any fight right now?
Right now?
Biggest fight.
Conor McGregor versus... No.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark.
John Jones.
Sure. Biggest fight ever!
Conor McGregor versus Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz. Holy fuck balls.
Nick Diaz, would be good.
Right?
Sure.
He fights the brothers. That would be crazy. Think about that.
I like the Nate Diaz 3. I think that one's big. I don't know if Nick's bigger. I think Nate has more heat on him just because he's fought more recently than Nick.
Yeah, but Nick's huge.
But maybe that Nick Masvidal fight gets the heat, right?
Could be.
And I think McGregor Cowboy is pretty big since they're not going to make it. Wow, my stomach is growling like I've never eaten before. Yeah, I hate these days. Brandon Mason asks, what are your early predictions for Jones versus Gustafsson 2? Besides a horrible knee injury for Gustafsson before the fight.
I'm going to say it again, as I've said many times. I believe John Jones will not win.
Because that fight will not happen.
Gustafsson, I think Gustafsson KOs him.
I don't see it because every time... Here's why, Ingo. Every time John Jones rematches a man, he fucks them up super fast.
Yeah.
Early and often, because he already knows what you have to offer. And especially for the Gustafsson fight, where he didn't train and he still got the win, even though I think we both agree that he lost that fight, but he only got on the decision from the judges' scorecards.
He lost.
But I think he gets fucking destroys Gustafsson by round two. It's really? Very violent. Like how he did it to DC, right? You fucked him up that
or Machida.
Time.
Yikes. Remember that Machida?
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was nasty.
Eric West asks, he says, who do you guys think is going to win in the war that's sure to be Masvidal versus Nick Diaz?
I think Nick can take him. Depends.
It's a decision for sure. And unfortunately, Masvidal loses a lot of split decision. I can tell you right now, split decision. I'm kind of leaning towards Masvidal, but the problem with him is he gets ahead on the scorecards and then he fucking seems to coast.
Yep.
And then Nick hasn't fought in forever, so it's like I lean towards Masvidal, but at the end of the day, I don't even think the fight's going to happen because I just don't see Nick fighting Masvidal. That fight doesn't make sense, and it's only been rumored. It's not even official right now.
Yeah.
So
it's a tough call for me. I don't know.
I would go Masvidal if it happens, but.
I like Nick's chances.
I think I don't see it happen.
He'll do all right. He's been doing triathlons.
Boys yeah, but you need that fight. You can't be out 5 years or whatever it is. I mean, it's probably
not like
four.
He's not training. Come on.
No, but that's a long time to not be in a legit fight. But, I mean, he's probably street fighting bitches and stuff. Like, whoever gets in his way, right?
Yeah,
and you go on a bike ride and motherfuckers are trying to steal my bike.
Hit him right in the face.
Knock him out with water bottles.
Sure.
And Rodrigo Machado closed out. It's time. Pound sign Nusro, pound sign Matt Rabe Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Okay. What do you guys think of this fifth list of nicknames I created for MMA fighters, employees, and people in general?
Okay.
Which you like and you don't. Thumb up, middle, and down response. Anthony, I quit Pettis. Cat Milf Zingano. Derek Mabulls Lewis.
So far, so good, man.
Yeah. Jorge Gameplan Grigel. You don't like that one?
No.
Junior Smiling Dos Santos.
It's lukewarm on that one.
Quentin Training Jackson.
I like it.
Rich One Knee Franklin. You fucking son of a bitch.
I like that one.
Fuck you. Come on.
You remember when Rampage was on the show? And they showed him running on one of the things.
And it was like walking.
That's not, I'm like, that's not running. He's like walking, pretending to run. Like, did they think he was going to get sped up?
I don't know. Maybe. Like, come on. Wait.
Make me go faster. That's funny.
Yeah. Wanderlei Flashlight Silva. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
If you guys were to live in a world full of pirates, similar to Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Okay.
Product place. And you are going to start a pirate crew of people to try to survive it. Who are 10 UFC fighters you guys would choose to help you? And also, what would be the name of the crew? Well, the number one pirate that you have to have is Michael Bisping.
He's obviously a real pirate.
He's a fucking pirate, man. Right.
Michael Bisping, I agree with.
It's like Michael Bisping.
You got to have Conor McGregor.
Michael Bisping.
He's got the beard thing.
Sure. Whatever.
You got to go with, let's see. You got to bring the crazy. Super crazy. Let's do like
pirate crazy?
Yeah, pirate crazy, like Cody McKenzie. Cody Carbone, sorry.
Yeah. You want neck tattoo crazy.
Yeah, you want him. Who else do we got? You need Mark Hunt. I mean, come on.
You need a bunch of Travis Brown with his fucking big-ass beard. He seems like a goddamn pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Who are lady pirates? I don't want to keep saying the same ladies.
Cyborg?
Sure. You can say it well.
Hanson Gano?
Yeah. Paige, do they have to be current?
Paige Van Zandt? I think we got 10. We're good.
Fair enough. What's the name of your crew?
The Swashbucklers. I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know shit about pirates except that they pillage and plunder.
Rape? Pillage and plunder.
Yeah, the three.
RPP.
The three important things.
Isn't that like a video game style? RPP?
Raping?
No. Oh, it's RPG.
RPG.
I don't know these things can go.
Time out.
Hey, guys, since you're both the Game of Thrones fans, I decided to test your knowledge with this trivia.
Uh-oh.
This first test is for Ingo. Are you ready, Mr. Sugar Daddy?
I'm ready.
Can you achieve the Iron Throne? Are you destined to join the Night Watch along the wall? Here it goes. Question one. How did Daenerys Targaryen eventually hatch her dragon eggs?
They were in a fire and she pulled them out, didn't she?
Let's see. Answer, in a funeral pyre. I will. Judge's scorecard.
That was
accepted.
That was a fire.
That's right.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you.
I'll ding that later.
Okay.
The phrase Valar Morghulis, or all men must die, is usually responded with.
Valar Morghulis. Man, it's been a while since I've seen the show.
I know.
I don't remember.
Exactly. Valar Dohoris, or all men must serve.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the rest of these. What is the only thing that can put out the volatile wildfire?
Volatile wildfire?
Mm-hmm. All that green fucking crazy fire that they were like blowing shit up with. I think it was the little man.
Oh, I know who you
remember. Yeah, wildfire. Yeah.
What can put it out?
Yeah.
Rain?
Sand, apparently.
Sand. Okay.
Which the beach was full of.
Ah.
Besides dragon glass, what is the only other substance capable of defeating White Walkers?
There's more than one thing?
Yeah. One of them has a sword made out of it.
Valyrian steel?
Yeah, there you go.
Ah!
Ding, 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 ding! Jon Snow.
That's
that one.
Yeah. I know some things.
How many times has Beric Dondarrion been brought back to life?
Three.
Six.
That many?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bonus question.
Oh. What do I win?
I don't know. Hand job. What was the last time BJ Penn won a fight?
2011.
2010.
Damn. I knew.
And you know what's crazy? That was the fight that we were at. Against Matt Hughes.
Yeah, remember he went crazy.
And that was the card we just talked about that we were at 8 years ago, almost to the day.
Crazy coincidence.
UFC 123.
That was badass. Machida. He went crazy. He knocked him out and ran
and
out of cage.
And ran out of cage. I don't know where he's going.
He's gone. That was awesome.
And then before the fuck, marry, kill, he's got a PS. He says, when am I going to have a I am your sugar daddy or here comes the rape train t-shirt? He says, I'm dying to get one.
Oh.
I said, no, what? You know, because Rodrigo is such a super fan. I can give you a choice, my friend. I don't have those shirts made, but listen, there's prototypes. We have prototypes.
Okay.
You could choose. We have the blue new MMA Nuts t-shirt, which is still in development for another 4 years, by the way. You're not going to see it anytime soon. Or there's a gray MMA Nuts t-shirt.
What size you wear,
it's
sir?
Just large. That's all we have. Prototype. But since you're such an awesome fan, I'm going to send you a couple things from a prize closet. You get one signed Hoist Gracie autographed picture framed. Hopefully glass and won't break on the ride to fucking Brazil's. And I don't know what else I'm going to throw in.
Dick
pics. I'm throwing in some other stuff. So
send in some dick pics.
You're going to have to, on Facebook, just DM us address and I'll send you a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Literally shit.
Literally.
I'm gonna shit in a bowl. And send it to you.
I think the last time I tried to send a bunch of stuff, I think Customs shut it down. So don't worry about it. We'll get it all figured out.
U.S. Postal Service will take care of you.
That's right. Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity Edition number 22. Okay, we'll start with Carla Brown. We're moving along. Moving.
Thinking. Oh. My lord, that is a nice outfit. Okay, so, I like that so far.
Yep,
I'm with you.
Then we have India Reynolds.
Yes, not bad.
And then Natalie Denning.
The bunny ears. Yeah, no, gotta pass on that.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with. That's a tough one. The last one I'm killing. I like this outfit. I'm going to have to marry this Carla Brown. And
yeah, I'm with you
one.
With that.
Damn, that's nice.
Killing the second one. I'll get the third one.
Yeah, okay, good.
Knowledge, got anything for...
Not today. No, sir.
All right.
What you got?
Pull some Knowledge up on my telephone.
Uh-oh. Are you Instagramming?
No, never.
Twittering?
Well, let's see. I've got two. Hopefully one of them will come up. I don't like when it says old Reddit. That's probably not good. So first, we have the dog judo takedown.
On the cat?
Yep.
Nice.
Good technique.
I like it.
I don't like poodles, but he fucked that cat up.
He did.
Hi-da! Looks like a Putin takedown.
That cat took off. Wow.
It's usually the other way around. The cats fucked the dogs up,
usually,
right?
Yeah.
And then, operate my cell phone. You like dog boxing?
Never heard of dog boxing. What is it?
Guy boxing dogs.
What?
Yeah. Well, you both have boxing gloves on. He's like, put your fucking dukes up, bitch. You ready? Let's go!
That's awesome.
He's just slippery ground. Oh, this is funny. Dog wins.
Wow. I like it. People are weird with their animals, I gotta say. I got a cat. Fucking guy is like super normal. He's there, and he's not there. When his pets sometimes rub my belly and
there's
then he goes
devil.
And he runs off and does his own thing. He loves me, but in his own way. You know?
I hear you. It's like my dog. My wife came in today. She's like, what are you doing? Can you come outside? Like, your dog wants to fight.
Oh.
All right, let's fucking go. I go out there. She likes to play bite me. Mm-hmm. I think it's because there's some snow on the ground, so she likes to run. Bite the snow and then bite you. So she jumps up. Today I was giving her all elbows, though. I wasn't letting her get my arm. And then, like, she fucked up on a jump and I, like, snouzered her.
Knocked
like,
her out?
Kink. No, I was like, ooh. And because I hear that pop when I hit her sometimes. It's her hitting me, not me hitting her.
That's
I'm defending myself with elbows because she jumps and tries to latch on.
Okay. You need one of those wrist things, arm where
yeah,
you can bite.
But
up.
She doesn't usually bite hard, but sometimes she pinches, like if she gets just a little bit of skin. Yeah. But it's all play bites. Nothing devastating. So.
Of course.
That's it. Shut down.
You're out of here. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.